Lisa Thibodeau. It's like, again and again. Because...
amazing.
Yeah, I love her. She's a very good French-Canadian artist.
Thank you.
watching movies while mostly looking at my phone.
Enjoy 30 seconds of nature. brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Okay, we are back, CJSF 90.1, with your host, Katie, interviewing the Natalie Vida. And let's do a clarification on the spelling for the YouTube channel if you want to watch her documentary.
Yes, the documentary is called Harry, H-A-R-R-I, and my YouTube channel is Natalie Vida. Last name V-A-I-D-A.
Yes.
Or it might be under my email, nataliekvida@gmail.com.
Okay, well, I'll find it.
And whatever the YouTube is under, I'm not sure.
Yeah. So we were just listening to Encore et Encore, and then Reclaimed by Nature by Rec Center, which is a Vancouver band. And then Are You Sure from the album Wouldn't Miss It. And I've been really liking this album, guys. Listen to Wouldn't Miss It, just the whole thing. And also later tonight, as always, I gotta remind you to listen to the art magazine at 8 to figure out what you're gonna be doing this weekend, what shows are going on, and just to everything exciting about where we live that you may not have ever found out about.
So exciting.
Okay, so now we're moving on to your new documentary that you're thinking of making. So can you just like start with an introduction of like what it's about?
It's about my grandma. I recently, there's a bit of a backstory to this, but long story short, I've been thinking about working with archives, and pictures, like old pictures, in documentaries. It's kind of its own separate genre within documentary making and ethnography, but, my grandma kind of in the mid-century, so I'm from Romania. And in the mid-century, in the 70s, 80s, Romania was still a communist country. And my grandma was a powerful businesswoman working in the lumber business. And she would actually travel to trade Romanian lumber with other countries. She had a big, important job. But for this, she was allowed to travel. But most people in Romania were not allowed to leave the country. So she has all these amazing photos of her traveling as a businesswoman alone, which is rare in itself at the time, and dangerous in many different ways. And she's just such a strong, inspiring person in my life. And these stories are very interesting. And her job was very politicized. And, you know, the context is very complicated with communism in Romania. But when you have a job like that, you know, people can spy on you and people can be jealous of you and different things like that, and it can put you in more danger. But yeah, I had went to Romania in the summer. I went and stayed at her old apartment, and I saw all these pictures and I thought, this is amazing. And then after talking to some people about it in the Critical Media Club at McGill, I kind of had the idea to make a film about her. So I told her about it and she thought it was great. So I'm going to interview her and kind of look at these pictures and see where the story develops from there, her memories, her ideas on politics and her own experiences, and her experience also living in Canada now, because she moved here to join us, but quite late in her life. It'd be interesting to see the differences she feels. Yeah, there's a lot of layers to it, and I think it being a more personal story would be very powerful.
Yeah, so when it's like a more personal story, how do you think about like how you involve yourself in the story? Because like you're a part of her story as well.
Yeah, well, like I said before, I think it's a really big, for me, it's a documentary filmmaking is a very big part of it for me, is being part of the film and having my tone and my voice kind of part of it and palpable within it. So even behind the camera, I want to talk to her through it and kind of be in it in that way of as a response to her stories and talk to her through it. in a conversation. And it's all going to be in Romanian, which I'm really excited for. I think it's going to be very beautiful. I'll add subtitles, but... yeah, I think... And it's also just the added layer of different generations experiencing our country's history differently is part of it, and kind of my voice of seeing our country's history from an outside perspective, I think will be kind of part of that story, too.
Yeah, because, like, what's your perspective of Romania as someone who doesn't live there?
Yeah, I never have lived there, but I've visited a lot, and I have, you know, so many stories from my parents and my family. I have such a strong connection to it, to the culture, to the people. I think it's a very beautiful country with a very sad history. But also, like, there's different perspectives on our history. It's not all sad, and communism is very complicated. But, like, it definitely built up our country in many ways and also ruined many people's lives. So I don't know how to feel about it. And each person has a different perspective on it. And I think my grandma has a very unique perspective, so I'm excited to see how she'll articulate it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that, too. Like, do you know, like, how she got into, like, being a businesswoman?
I partly know. It has something to do with her mother or something. I kind of don't know the whole story, but she knew some other people in the business, and that's how she got the job initially. I mean, before that, she went to university, got an education in business or something, and then she did this, and then she kind of worked her way up. Yeah.
Wow, that's so impressive. But just like,
I'll find out more soon.
Time. Yeah, no, we're all going to find out more soon. That's so exciting. Okay, so now I just want to ask you about, like, documentaries in general. I guess we already talked about, like, how and when you decided that you wanted to do that, but was there any time earlier in your life where you knew, like, you would want to do film, or did it just come up from Diana?
No, I was interested in it before. I just didn't know, like, what angle I would take in it and how I could even make a career off of it or what, but I've always really loved watching films. I think, actually, during the pandemic, I had a lot of time on my hands, and I really started getting into watching movies and really kind of delving into any odd interest I had and exploring whatever, because I was by myself and no one had to tell me, like, what movie they wanted to watch. And
yeah,
I would just spend hours searching for really obscure things and finding my own style and tone through that. And so I really was inspired by that. And I feel like I've always been quite a creative, artistic person. I just never had any experience with making film. And this course in my first year, popped up, photography through film. And I thought, that's cool. And then that changed my life. So, yeah. And I wanted to make a difference in the world. So I think doing it through documentaries is what I was really drawn to.
Yeah, because there's definitely a difference. Like, could you put any words to what the difference is between, like, showing a culture through a movie as opposed to, like, reading about it or looking at its art?
Yeah, it's, for me, it's a thing of the sensory experience of watching a film. And there are so many different parts of one's senses within a culture, too, that can be shown through film way better than through writing. You know, it's different forms of media, but with film, you know, you hear the sounds and you can see things and you can kind of almost see textures too and understand how people interact with it. And sometimes just this idea of, like, touching people through these senses is so powerful in a different way. And that's what I find really, really is the draw to documentaries, to show people's cultures and stories.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember you saying that, like, this documentary about your grandma is going to be, like you were talking about ethnography, and I was wondering if you could just, like, offer a definition of that, because I thought it was really interesting.
Ethnography can mean different things to different people, but the way I see it is, you know, in a strict sense, it's just, like, researching through observation, instead of through, like, interview or survey. But this observation can be many different things, and ethnography through film is kind of showing stories through more of an observational lens, And kind of sitting there and just like long shots of just seeing something play out mm-hmm. kind of naturally, and trying to be very true to the reality of the things and not trying to put a narrative onto these stories.
Mm. Yeah, because it's kind of like, yeah, taking yourself out of it. Mm-hmm. What do you say? Or like, yeah. I don't know, because you're still integrated into it.
I know, it's that's why yeah. it's just different for everyone, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. This conversation makes me want to give a shout out to International Studies 105, Around the World Through Film. I took that class this semester and I want to recommend it. Anyone's still looking for classes for spring or in the future, I feel like just taking that class like made me a better person. It makes you think more critically about the world to like study cultures through film, because like you say, like you're actually there when you're watching it. Mm-hmm. So guys, take that class. I think no matter what your major is, like I'm an English major, but I think you should always take that class, because you know it's kind of our duty to know about the world.
I agree.
Yeah, well anyway, speaking of that, are there any like do you have any favorite documentaries?
Well, my favorite, as I mentioned before, is Monsoon Reflections by Stephanie Spray. It lives in my head always. Let me think. I hadn't thought about this before coming.
It's okay.
Well, I'll shout out Diana Allen, too. I recently saw her film Partition at the RIDM Film Festival in Montreal, and that was very beautiful and amazing. It's about it's a film about Palestinian history and stories, and she also works with archives and... I think her process was very interesting, and I found that I really liked that film. And I also recently watched Grey Gardens.
Oh, what's that?
It's a documentary about Jackie Kennedy's sister or cousins, I think, or aunt. It's like something, her relatives were estranged from the family. They used to be socialites and then they were estranged, and they live in a house, like an estate on Long Island, if I remember correctly. And it kind of shows their relationship and they're kind of living in squalor. And it's very surprising that they're related to Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a... They're criticized by the media in many ways, and it's a very sad film, but it really was very interesting to kind of see their take on femininity and on mental illness too. And I found it truly beautiful.
Oh, wait, what's that called again?
Grey Gardens. It's quite famous.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll have to watch it then. I don't want to be out of the loop. And so we're coming close to the end of this. So wait, let's just like give another shout out to your YouTube, Natalie Vaida, V-A-I-D-A, and watch a documentary on there called Harry, H-A-R-R-I. Yeah, check that out. This is what we were talking about earlier. If you missed it, it's about... Or actually, how about you just do a little summary?
Sure.
Don't mess it up.
If you missed it, it's about... A man named Harry, who owns a corner store in Montreal, but also is a painter and paints in his store. And it kind of shows how his Qigong practice really affects all aspects of his life and how his store has kind of become a pillar of the community in the plateau in Montreal.
Yeah, and for the last question, I just wanted to ask you if you had any advice for people who are going to be inspired by this conversation and want to make a documentary.
Wow. My advice is don't worry about the equipment. Just get whatever camera you can, and don't be nervous and just start filming. Go out and film. I have a friend who he didn't know what documentary he wanted to make, so he just went out with the camera and started walking, and then he found some fishermen on the Saint Laurent River and started filming them.
Whoa, and became that's friends so inspiring.
With them. So really, just go out with a camera, start walking, get out there, and don't be afraid to ask people to make a documentary about them, because usually they'll be quite honored
wow.
if you want that. So
Okay, that's exciting. I better see some more documentaries from Burnaby, you guys. That's
please
start walking around. That's a very inspiring, just yeah, method of art. Okay, now I have to leave you guys. This went by so fast, but yeah,
thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. This has been CGSF 90.1, Katie on the open mic. We were going to play Age of Information, but I got a little scared. There's a nasty little word in there. And I feel like it'd be okay because Shakespeare says that word. But you know what? I don't know. I'm only on episode 9, you guys. I don't want to get, like, silenced. So we're going to play the song August Underground by Greet Death. This band was added to our playlist recently, our library at CGSF, and I'm really excited about just this album. And they also have a really wacky music video, so get on to Greet Death, okay? And see you next week. Oh, and stay tuned, because after this, we have Department Uno with Connor playing more music from our playlist. But yeah, see you next week. Love ya.